Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner.
Today's cattle futures markets ended the day mixed here. The feeder cattle were the strongest of the two, up 67 in August at 153. That was about $2 off the low. September's up 62 at 155.42. The October's up 92 at 157.42. So the feeder cattle market was extremely strong. Part of that due to the cheaper corn. Live cattle were down 35 in June at 116.77. It's a little disappointing. We were kind of hoping that market would come back with the vengeance following the reopening of the plants. I think we only lost about 27,000 head yesterday on the slaughter capacity. But today's kill was 120,000, which is nearly the same as last week's 121,000. A week to date, we're at 321. Last week was 478. But also remember that Monday, the markets or the packing houses were closed. The box beef at midday today was up again. It was up $1.36 at $341.52, $341. And live cattle prices have essentially stayed the exact same price. Select was up $1.63 today at $3.13. The choice select spread's about 28 cents. We had hogs today. It looks like they're going to be up just a touch here. August up about 5 here at 116.85. And again, June was 119. June hogs are higher than June live cattle. It's just a crazy world we live in.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. It tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses. And Double Stop CL Plus combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. It's also acid soil tolerant and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus carries the Grazing Grain and Golden Grain OSU trademarks. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain markets were in the red. After being higher overnight, they did sell off throughout today's session. July corn was down 15 cents at $6.60, while December was only down 7 and a quarter at 565 and a quarter. The beans were down about anywhere from 11 to 14 in the 2021 contracts. November finished at 14.02. Overnight, it had a high of 14.38, so roughly 36 cents off of their overnight high in the November soybeans. The wheats were down about 10 to 11 cents. Looks like it's just a weather market and these massive hedge fund positions. It doesn't take a whole lot for them to make a massive move, and the markets are sort of reflecting that. Today, it's actually warmer up in the driest part of the United States in the Dakotas. It was going to get in the mid-90s. I think the highest area was about 96 degrees, which is warmer than what we're seeing in Oklahoma and Texas. And for this time of year, that's pretty odd. But it's already dry, and then plus all this heat, it's going to cause some problems. And somewhere around 10% of the corn and beans are planted in the Dakotas alone. So there is a chance that makes an impact. But then the midday forecast actually showed that it might get a little bit cooler and wetter in the two-week forecast. So time will tell. Markets in this time of year do seem to be volatile.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.